Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Mud Podcast coming to you live right now from the studios of 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. If you have not, please download the iHeartRadio app and type in 99.7 space DA space Heat HEAT Miami MIAMI. 99.7 Heat Miami is super dynamic. We are a high traffic station on iHeartRadio. We play the dopest music in R&B, pop, hip hop, EDM. We also play some of the brightest stars of the future with independent music as well. Some of the uncut diamonds in the game. So make sure you download the iHeartRadio app on your computer, your TV, your tablet, and type in 99.7 Heat Miami and tap in with us. The Out the Mud Podcast is special. Here is why. Because out the mud is a term meaning that, you know, you did it on your own. You know, nobody gave you no handouts. You grinded through the storm and you made it happen. That's the purpose of the out. That was the purpose of creating this podcast, Out the Mud. We are one of the top ranking podcasts on Apple Music. We are in the top 100. So I'm proud about that. And most importantly, we have positioned ourselves in a way where more and more artists want to be on our podcast to tell the story. The independent story is one of the most beautiful stories out there because these are the future influences of the world, the future game changers in music and entertainment. I'm honored today to be speaking to a gentleman I've been knowing now for going on 3 months. The day I met him through 24 Hip Hop. And he gave us an opportunity. We told him what we can do, and we've been delivering ever since. And he has one of the most requested songs on our radio station, on iHeartRadio, so that's beautiful. And he is really thriving well in this game. I'm honored, super honored to be speaking with my brother. I am Hoser on the Out the Mud Podcast. Hoser, what's good, bro?
Hey, what's good, man? How's it going?
No doubt, man. Well, listen, you know I had to give you that big intro, bro.
Oh yeah, I appreciate all that love, man. And you know it's mutual. I appreciate it, dog.
No doubt, man. But let's get everything going. When you stare into the mirror by yourself, 5 o'clock in the morning, man, like what do you see in yourself as a man and as a musician, as an entrepreneur in 2024? Like what do you see in yourself?
I see myself as a pretty unique and outgoing musician. I'd like to turn heads and do what I can to push in a different direction.
Let me ask you this. And the reason why, and I want you to expound on that a little bit. Here's the reason why. Because when I talk to you, I see truly a warrior, a soul survivor warrior, somebody that has been in the trenches for a long time, fighting every day. I see a fighter, man. That's what I see. So that's the direction I'm going with the question. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what makes you fight so hard for what you believe in regarding this music game? Like, why do you fight so hard for it?
Honestly, I really love it, man. And I think the fighter is a good way to put it. Ever since, you know, I've been going through it. I've always fought to get through the tough times in my life, and I feel like this is just kind of another one of those things. And at the end of the day, you know, it always works out, even if it's not the most perfect thing in the world. So I'm not going to give up on what I love.
Mm-hmm. What's some of the things that you've, and you don't have to mention anything too personal, but what's some of the things that you fought through in order to keep this music thing going?
personally, I've fought through being broke a lot of the times. You know, not really having too much food at the house, and it gets to the point where it doesn't really affect me sometimes, that it'll affect my significant other. And, you know, that's really tough when that happens. But at the end of the day, you know, she believes in me and I believe in myself. So, you know, regardless of the struggles, you know, we're going to keep fighting.
Let me ask you this. When you think about music in itself, explain to the Outhema audience what music actually means to you. And I want you to be detailed about it. Think about that for a second if you need 30 seconds. Like, what does music really mean to you?
I think music means, like, I look at music as, like, a way to embrace a reality, like, the ugly and the beautiful, and creating something that we can all kind of, you know, get together or get along with or even possibly celebrate. Like, I feel like it's a great thing to make this ugly world that we live in more beautiful. And like I said, we can all kind of be on the same page with a lot of this music. You know, we dance and it's very uplifting. I feel like that's kind of what the deeper meaning of music is. Like, it ain't just music at the end of the day, you know, like, it can change somebody's day. It can turn a sad person happy. You know, I feel like music really has got a deeper meaning than just music.
No, I got you on that. What about this part here? Explain to the Outhema audience, like, the foundation of your music stands on what? Like, what is the foundation of your music? Like, what are most of your songs focused on?
I'd say most of my songs, especially currently, are focused on, you know, struggles. You know, stuff that the average person is probably going to go through in life, if not, you know, worse, or they might have it easier, but that's kind of what my foundation is on. You know, the struggles, what you may or might not go through, and at the end of the day, you know, just to keep fighting, because it's only going to get better. Can't get too much worse.
Talk a little bit about your childhood. How did your childhood influence you to go into music? Like, what were some of the things that influenced you early on to kind of pursue a career in music?
There's a couple of times that you know, I've freestyled to some beats and recorded myself, and, you know, a lot of my friends, you know, thought it was pretty cool, and they were singing along with me, and we're just kind of goofing off and dancing. And those moments in my life kind of opened my eyes a little bit and made me want to take it more serious. Cause I thought, maybe, you know, if my friends like it, then other people may like it too. And I've always liked it. So it encouraged me to do it further.
Definitely. Let me ask you this. When you explain the process of when you walk into the studio, like, what do you feel when you walk into the studio and slide those headphones on and that producer says, go? Explain, like, the vibe you catch in the studio.
Honestly, the vibe's different depending on, you know, like, because kind of what I do is I'll kind of have a beat that I'm already going to work on, right? And
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Depending on how the beat sounds, like I said, you know, that's why I look at music a little differently. I feel like it can bring out emotions and feelings. So kind of depending on what that emotion brings when I walk in, put those headphones on and start listening to that beat that I'm going to use, that's pretty much what starts the flow. And then I'll go from the hook and work from there.
What do you pull most of your inspiration from for the music so far? Like, you know, kind of tell the audience, like, what inspires you to, like, create? It's from a writing perspective.
I think what inspires me to create from a writing perspective is, I'd say, a lot of my childhood. And, you know, I've always listened to rap music. That's kind of always been there. I've always just kind of had that itch in my mind to think about different words to kind of use. And, you know, even like other rap songs, you know, I try to put in my little parts to kind of make it seem better, or whatever you want to call it. So I think, yeah.
What's one of the things, and I just want you to be transparent as possible, like, as far as your character, because you're a very honest person, and definitely respect that about you tenfold. Regarding your personality, man, like, what's one of the things about you that people say, you know what, I love that about you, you know what I'm saying, like, about him? Like, what's one of the things that people say, I love that about Joe?
They say I got a good heart and that I'm a hard worker. I'm coming to work before everybody gets there, and I don't really like to stay late, but if I have to, I'm going to be there even, you know, after you go home. And at the end of the day, I ain't going to fuss. I ain't going to moan. If there's something that needs to get done, it's going to get done.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha on that. So basically, you know what I'm saying, you standing on what you're saying, and I definitely respect that. Let me go into this part here. When it comes to your future in music, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs in this game overall. So from your perspective, man, like, it's a lot of ups and downs. It's a lot of uncertainties, man. Do you have a plan B, or does this have to work for you?
Honestly, I do have a plan B, and it's kind of what I'm doing now. I work at a machine shop. I've been here for almost 2 years now. I've also tried getting into, like, home inspections. I've always wanted to start my own business. You know, I look at that as another possibility. But the way that I look at it, man, I've always loved doing this, and even if it isn't successful, I probably will always continue to do so. It's something I enjoy a lot.
What's one thing about you that you need to change in order to be a better person? Like, what's something that you feel like you need to work on?
I think I'm going to work on not being as selfish and possibly just like priorities in my life. You know, I got somebody that depends on me and loves me very much, and at the end of the day, I don't want to disappoint that person.
Respect. A lot of respect on that. Got you on that. Don't want to do that at all.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you definitely want to turn up on that. From the perspective of where you are now, like explain to the audience right now, what is your viewpoint on the music game right now?
Like the music game in general?
Mm-hmm. Like, what do you see hip-hop right now?
Honestly, I see hip-hop, I think it's thriving, and honestly has been thriving for a long time. If it's, you know, if it isn't at its peak, it might find its peak again, but I feel like, you know, since Dre and Exhibit and Eazy-E and MC Ren and Ice Cube and NWA, since all these cats, you know, came up, you know, It's just been a thing, and I feel like it's going to be a thing for a while, you know?
When it comes to, when it comes to what you got going on right now, as far as, you know, you got the regular job, you got the music career, like, right now, explain to the Out the Mud audience, when you're on stage, microphone in your hand, and you're performing, man, like the crowd is going crazy, sweat coming down your face. Like, explain to the Out the Mud audience how that moment makes you feel.
The moment honestly makes me feel unreal. It's hard to explain, really, but it is really just amazing. Almost gives you kind of chills. It's just like, you know, is this really real life? Is this really happening? And then, you know, you got the crowd cheering you on. It's awesome.
Definitely. What's been some of the things that you've experienced that's been negative? I know it's a lot of scam companies out there, man, but like, what's been some of the things, man, that you've experienced that just been kind of like scamish, or, you know, like explain some of the dark side of the game?
Well, there's, you know, there's people that are interested in the same things, or, you know, want to offer opportunities to, you know, get your music out there. And a lot of these people are going to claim that they want to help. And at the end of the day, you know, they're pretty selfish and just want to make another dollar. And I've definitely had that happen to me with a lot of people. But I'd say that's that, you know, those people that want to be there. And I'm not saying there isn't anybody out there that actually want to help, but a lot of those people, they don't care like that.
No, I got you on that, man. How is your name spelled on music streaming sites so people can actually go out there and follow you on the streaming site?
It's going to be JO$ER. It's going to be Hoser. And it's going to be on all of my platforms.
All right, spell it one more time for them.
It's going to be JO$ER. And that should be on Apple Music, Spotify, everything.
All right, and then regarding your actual Instagram handle, can you get that out for me?
Yes, sir. It's gonna be QJOSERP. Again, that is QJOSERP. Q Hoser P, and that's my Instagram handle.
Definitely. What have you enjoyed the most about being on the Out the Mud podcast today, bro?
Honestly, man, I enjoy the respect. I enjoy the love. Like you said, you've known me for some time now. I've known you for some time now. And anytime I've had any questions, you know, or if anything's come up, man, you've always been there to help me out. And you guys provide me with a lot of knowledge that I never thought that I'd have today. So, like, not only that, but it's really fun to be able to, you know, talk to you guys about similar interests. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, man. How's your experience been with Radio Pusher so far, man?
It's been amazing, bro. It's been amazing. I tell people about it every day. You know, I let them know that, you know, like, oh, I got all these listeners on my Spotify, you know, like I'm on the radio and these are the guys that help me out. Honestly, it's been exciting. It's been really cool. So thank you all, man.
No doubt about it. No. Thank you, man, for being with us, man. Thank you for rocking with us. Don't forget to hit that exit button, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, bro. Peace.
Peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.